The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
If there's one theme that you've heard over and over again on Build Your Tribe, it's this. Do what you do best, but then outsource or hire or consult or invest in other people who know what they do really well. But the same is true when it comes to growing your reach. If you need more eyeballs, if you need more people to know about that thing that you offer, that thing that you sell, that business that you are trying to grow, and you're trying to do that with social media, may I suggest the best deal on the internet? Yes. When it comes to Instagram, I want to invite you to check out Insta Club Hub. Myself and my son, my co-host, Brock Johnson, we're the founders of Insta Club Hub, and it is rocking people's worlds. We have clients who've seen over 3,000% growth in their Instagram reach in less than 7 days. We have people with under 1,000 followers reaching 4 million on a reel. We've had people who've increased their visits to their website by over 300% in less than 5 days. It's pretty amazing the difference that can be made by just doing a few simple tweaks. It's a monthly membership. It's an amazing community. We teach live. You know, you hear us all the time on the show, but wouldn't you like to hang out with us live? We're pretty fun together, I got to tell you. So I want to invite you to go check it out yourself. Go to instaclubhub.com and learn how easy and affordable it is to work with your host, Brock and Shalene Johnson. All right, now let's get to today's topic.
Hey there, and welcome to today's episode of Build Your Tribe. In today's episode, I want to speak to you about something that I've been thinking about for the last few months. It's a question that gets asked all the time on pretty much every social media, and it applies to most of the things you do, not just on social media, but really in all of your business, and if I can be so bold as to say, all of your life. And it's this question of quality versus quantity. Which one matters more? Which one should you prioritize? Which one ultimately is going to make the difference in your social media or in your business? And I've been thinking about this for the last few months, and I've been thinking about how I could answer this, and really, where do I stand in this argument, in this great debate of quality versus quantity? And recently, I've come to a conclusion, and I would love to share that with you today. I think that you'll find this episode very helpful if you struggle with perfectionism, if you struggle with knowing what to do next, or trusting your gut, or trusting the advice that you hear from experts on a daily basis. I think this episode is going to be helpful for you if you're someone who feels like they spend hours making posts for Instagram or writing blogs or editing photos or just creating content for social media. This episode is going to be for you if you're in the process of creating your first product, maybe your first course or your first ebook or your first offering online, and you feel like you've been spending months or maybe even years working on something that probably should have been done already. This episode is for you. So let's talk about, first of all, the root of this debate, quality versus quantity. I think it really starts from a place or a position of feeling like you don't have enough time for both. You feel like you can't make consistent, high quality, whatever's, videos, podcasts, content for social media, and keep up with the consistency or the demands, the competition, the speed that everyone else is posting on social media. You hear experts like myself saying that in order to grow on Instagram, you need to be posting multiple feed posts per day. But for you, it takes a few days just to make one Instagram feed post. So ultimately, this question of quality versus quantity goes back to an issue of time and not having enough. And I think it's important that we understand that, we understand where this is coming from before we move any further. And also, I should say before we move any further, that of course, this is my opinion, this is my stance, this is the conclusion I've come to, and what's satisfactory for me on this subject. I'm sure there are other experts who preach other things. I'm sure there are other people, there are other authors, there are other professionals who teach and preach and live and die by the opposite of what I'm about to tell you. And I'm sure it works for them and it might work for you. And that's awesome. That's totally fine. What I am about to say is what's working for me and what I think might help you out as well. Here is where I stand on the subject. First of all, let's make sure we're all on the same page that quantity matters. A few minutes ago, you heard me say that ideally you should be posting multiple feed posts per day, and yes, that includes reels. The reason for this is that the more you post, the more you grow. I've covered this in some previous episodes, but ultimately it's the truth. It's the truth on Instagram, it's the truth on TikTok, on Twitter, on Facebook, no matter what platform you are on. If you are producing more content, you are going to grow faster because every time you produce a piece of content, whether it's a YouTube video or a new podcast or a new blog post, it's an opportunity to serve your existing audience and to reach a new one. So quantity matters. And as every single day passes and thousands of new people get on the internet and discover you and get on Instagram and get on Facebook and sign up for TikTok, as this online audience continues to grow, people are posting more. There's just more people online, so there's more posts, which means if you are not continuing to post more, if you're not posting more today than you were in, say, 2016, then ultimately you're falling behind. And I know that's scary. I know that might produce some anxiety in some people, but ultimately that is the truth. And social media, a lot of the time, is ultimately just a numbers game. So now that we're all on the same page that quantity matters, let's talk quality. And I think this is really where people get hung up. I think that quantity is obviously quantifiable. There's numbers, there's data, there's research, there's studies. I can give you numbers. I can say multiple feed posts per day, and you can check that box off. But when we start to talk quality, this is where it starts to become a little bit more subjective. Like, how do you define quality versus how do I define quality? Here's what I think. I think that we're all trying to produce content for social media that's too high of quality. Yes, you heard me right. I think that we're all spending too much time, putting in too much effort, trying to produce better and better and better social media posts, blog articles, whatever it is that you do, however you drive your business. We're all spending too much time stressing and freaking out over trying to make the perfect piece of content, trying to make the A-plus grade Instagram reel, for example, trying to make the 10 out of 10 YouTube video, the guaranteed viral TikTok. We spend hours obsessing over every detail, editing our posts in Canva, worrying about color and design, worrying about, hey, did we say something wrong here? Hey, was this one hair out of place? Hey, did I have a little glitch in this video? Hey, was there a millisecond that could have been better at this point in the video? And yes, there's something noble and there's something admirable to people who are really attentive to detail and people who really care about all of those little, tiny, minute pieces of quality. But ultimately, when we're talking about growing your business, building your tribe on social media, when we're talking about growing your audience to in turn grow your business, you need to lower your standards a little bit. We all need to learn that good enough is good enough. I don't think it's necessary to produce A plus, A, or even A minus, heck, even B minus content to be successful on social media. I've seen it time and time again. The content that I think is maybe like C plus, B minus level is the content that does the best. It's the stuff that I'm like, yeah, this is average. Like, I could tweak a few things here and there. I could improve this here or there. I don't know if this will do so well. And suddenly it does great and people love it and it's serving a ton of people. It's the stuff that I didn't spend hours on. It's the reel that I kind of just whipped together in a minute rather than spending 2 days planning and writing out content ideas for. It's that one YouTube video that I was like, hey, yeah, I'm just going to, you know, whip out my phone and film this real quick, write a few little notes, edit it together and post it, rather than spending 4 months hiring a professional editing team to edit it for me. I don't know why this is, but I have heard from countless people and I've seen it countless times myself that it's the content that you kind of least expect to do well that ends up doing well. And so what that tells me is we're not always the best judges of our own content. We're not always the best at determining how quality our content actually is. And on the same token, I think that we're all our own harshest critics. So if you look at something that you created and you're like, eh, this is a B minus at best. Like, honestly, this might even be a C plus. your audience might think that that's an A minus or an A or even an A plus piece of content. I can tell you that right now, even as I'm speaking, as I'm recording this podcast, I posted a reel that took me like 10 seconds to record. And I was like, we'll see if this does well. It's really not that great. And instantly, it's doing great. And it's getting a ton of views and a ton of engagement and a ton of comments. So what I think we should start doing when we're creating content for social media, writing blogs, producing YouTube videos, you know, doing all that stuff that we need to do to grow our audience for our business, I think that we should start shooting for C+, B- level content. I mean, let's shoot for good enough. Let's shoot for a passing grade. And I think that that will allow you to take a breath of fresh air, take some stress and some pressure off of your shoulders, and just get back to creating. Get back into the flow of things. It will give yourself permission to not be perfect. I don't need to go on an entire rant about perfection right now, but perfect isn't possible. And to try to be perfect is to reject the fact that you are a human being and you can never be perfect. And as an imperfect human being, you cannot produce a perfect piece of content. So why waste your time trying to produce that A+ reel or that A-grade TikTok or that 10 out of 10 YouTube video when instead you could just shoot for good enough? You could make content that is, that's decent, it's pretty good, it's all right, and just continue to pump that out. I would much rather have you post 3 B- level pieces of content onto your Instagram on a daily basis than to post 1 A-grade piece of content like every 3 days or something like that. Consistency is key. Quantity matters. The more you post, the more you grow on every single social media. So to make more posts, in order to post more but not create more work or more stress or more pressure for yourself, I think that we all need to, in all honesty, lower our own standards a little bit, be a little bit less harsh on ourselves, stop striving for perfection and trying to make the perfect piece of content, and instead learn that good enough is good enough. Thanks so much for listening today. And if you found this episode helpful, if you feel like you learned something, maybe you feel a little bit inspired, maybe there was an aha moment, or maybe you disagree and you totally hate every word I just said, I would appreciate if I heard from you. And the best way to get in contact, the best way to share this podcast is to just take a screenshot of your phone right now, as long as you're not driving. Don't do this if you're driving. If you're driving, focus on the road. But if you're not driving, take a screenshot of this podcast right now and share it onto your Instagram stories. Go ahead and tag me, Brock11Johnson. Go ahead and tag my mom, @ShaleenJohnson. Let us know what you think. Maybe send this to a friend or tag a couple of your other friends in that story and encourage them to listen to this podcast as well. I really appreciate you listening today. And as always, happy networking.
Some people might say coffee doesn't need chocolate, but you're not some people. You're a dreamer. You see the possibilities of chocolate and caramel flavors swirling together with cold brew, topped with velvety chocolate cold foam and cocoa caramel crumbles. That imagination can only be rewarded with Dunkin's new caramel chocolate cold brew. It's a cold brew dream come true. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.